everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and very first this week, I want to tell you about a new episode of Happy Families. So you'll want to be sure to check out a really cute and happy video showcasing families and what they do to be happy in their lives. So you'll definitely want to check that out, of course, on the Mormon Channel. Well, today we want to talk about developing your own personal relationship with Christ. And this is something that faithful members of the church, or really any Christian church, aim to do most of the time. So this is something that we strive to do also here at the Mormon Channel. And we know that if we have a strong relationship with Christ, then our faith and our foundation won't be shaken when things get really hard or tough in our lives. But it's a daily adventure. So it's an effort every day to increase and nurture this relationship. And I want to play a clip today from a really great talk from Elder James E. Faust entitled A Personal Relationship with the Savior. And in that talk, he lists five things that we can do to nurture this sacred relationship, regardless of where we are in our faith and our testimony, and regardless of what faith we have. So go ahead and listen in.
We should earnestly seek not just to know about the Master, but strive, as he invited, to be one with him, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We may not feel a closeness with him because we think of him as being far away, or our relationship may not be sanctifying because we do not think of him as a real person. How can we receive the personal blessing of the Master's divine and exalting influence in our own lives? Since our own feelings are sacred to us and cannot be disputed by others, let us begin with those quiet assurances which occasionally can come to all of us and which we know are true. We cannot always prove these verities to others, yet they come as a form of knowledge. Is this part of the divine which ferments within us, reaching to its source? Is it not like a personal witness of truth flowing through the thin curtain which separates this world from another? Is there not a yearning to understand in your mind what is in your heart, a feeling about which you cannot give utterance because it is so unspeakably personal? The Master said that this quiet reality can speak peace to your mind concerning the matter. May I suggest five beginning essential measures which will greatly clear the channel for a daily flow of living water from the very source of the spring, even the Redeemer himself. First, a daily communion involving prayer. A fervent, sincere prayer is a two-way communication which will do much to bring his Spirit flowing like healing water to help with the trials, hardships, aches, and pains we all face. What is the quality of our secret prayers when only he listens? As we pray, we should think of him as being close by, full of knowledge, of understanding, love, and compassion, the essence of power, and as having great expectations from each of us. Second, a daily selfless service to another. The followers of the divine Christ have to be weighed on the scales of what their actions are rather than on solemn professions of belief. The true measure is found in Matthew. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, ye have done it unto me. A wise man observed, the man who lives by himself and for himself is apt to be corrupted by the company he keeps. Third, a daily striving for an increased obedience and perfection in our lives. What manner of men ought ye to be? Verily I say unto you, even as I am, said the Savior. Because of the perfect atonement of Jesus, just man may be made perfect. Fourth, a daily acknowledgement of his divinity. To have a daily personal relationship with the Master, we must be his disciples. For how knoweth a man the Master he has not served, and who is a stranger unto him, and is far from the thoughts and intents of his heart? Fifth, a daily study of the Scriptures. President Kimball has said, I find that when I get casual in my relationships with the divinity, and when it seems that no divine ear is listening and no divine voice is speaking, that I am far, far away. If I immerse myself in the scriptures, the distance narrows and the spirituality returns.
So just to recap, President Faust talks about a daily communion involving prayer. He also talks about a daily selfless service to another, a daily striving for an increased obedience in our own lives. I think that's a really tough one. A daily acknowledgement of Christ's divinity, and also a daily study of our scriptures. Now, one thing that all of these things have in common is the word daily, right? So these are things that we have to do every single day to really nurture that relationship. Now, if we miss a day here or there or a week or even a year, it's never too late to start creating this relationship with our Savior. Well, Christian theologian J.I. Packer said, "There's a difference between knowing God and knowing about God. When you truly know God, you have to serve Him, boldness to share Him, and contentment in Him." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.